AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Nationwide protests in Iran are putting new pressure on its theocracy as the country faces an economic crisis. The currency has collapsed and prices for essentials are soaring. Protests began in December with merchants in Tehran and have spread across all 31 provinces. President Trump has been talking about responding in Iran to the protest. Shivosh Ramdan Dayami is a lecturer in modern Middle Eastern history at St. Andrews University in the UK.
One thing that we've heard from the press is that he's considering military strikes and a military option, maybe attacking IRGC and other security apparatus buildings and installations. The problem, of course, is that the Israelis did that, of course, in June, but they had an element of surprise there, right? And the element of surprise isn't there anymore.
President Trump has said Iran has proposed negotiations. There has been a shift in what voters are identifying themselves as.
New polling from Gallup shows that Americans are increasingly identifying as political independents and rejecting the labels of the two major political parties. Just under half of U.S. adults now identify as independents. Younger people in particular are rejecting the parties at much higher rates than older generations. More than half of Generation Z and millennials identify as political independents, while a majority of older generations side with a particular party. The poll also finds independents have steadily gravitated towards the Democrats over the past year, a move that is likely driven by independents' unhappiness with President Donald Trump rather than stronger positive feelings towards the Democrats. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Police in Georgia say three inmates were killed. A corrections officer and several other inmates were injured when a fight broke out at a state prison. A Swiss court is ordering 3 months of pretrial detention for a manager of a bar that burst into flames during a New Year's celebration. This is AP News. There are new methods to screen and test common sexually transmitted diseases.
Last year, the Food and Drug Administration approved the first at-home test that can detect three common infections in women. That includes gonorrhea, chlamydia, and HPV. U.S. health officials also approved two different drugs for gonorrhea, the first new options in decades. STDs reached alarming highs before and during the COVID-19 pandemic. Experts hope the new trend toward access and convenience will keep infection rates from rising. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
South Carolina climbed to number 2 in the latest AP Women's College Basketball Top 25. UConn is a unanimous number 1. LSU and TCU jumped up to the top 10, with LSU moving to number 6 after beating Texas. Texas dropped to 4th. More information at APNews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.